WRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Welcome to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post. I welcome you to a special remote broadcast of the program coming to you from 77 Fin del Sendero in the Los Tierras neighborhood of Santa Fe. And I hope that you'll be able to join us today for a tour of the sophisticated yet comfortable four-bedroom home, which features craftsmanship, attention to detail, stunning views, and a long list of amazing amenities. Just take the Camino La Tierra exit off of Route 599. Then a right-hand turn on Fin del Sendero and look for number 77, which is on the left-hand side of the road. We'll have a lot of interesting guest commentary today about this beautiful home, refreshments, and for those who join us today and tour this property, you can enter a drawing for great free gifts. So come join us by driving to Camino La Tierra off of Route 599, make a right on Fin del Sendero, and then come on down to number 77. Now, before we get going with the show, I want to invite you to go to our website and check out all the businesses who are partners of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services and products. Simply go to www.sfrp.com, click on the radio tower icon, and that will take you right to the list of these stellar New Mexico companies. I also invite you to join me next Sunday for a very informative home buyer seminar that will be the backdrop for another live remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate. The home buyer seminar will start at noon at Fidelity National Title Insurance Company, located at 515 Don Gaspar Avenue. We plan on tackling all the issues on the minds of home buyers these days, so please join us next Sunday at 515 Don Gaspar Avenue at noon for All Things Real Estate. We have a lot going on with the show today, and with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at 1260 KTRC, and my very skilled technician, Colin McAdams, with us here at 77 Fin del Sendero, again off of Route 599 in the Santa Fe neighborhood of Las Tierras. I want to start things off by getting some state-of-the-market comments from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Welcome to the show, Andrew. What thoughts do you have today for the listeners?
Well, I know that Emily Medvick, who's the realtor for this open house today, is very interested in social networking. And I just come from my own home where I've been harvesting honey from two of my beehives.
You are an industrious guy.
Well, those are the ultimate social network.
Absolutely.
Bees are amazing, and beekeeping is the sweetest of all endeavors. Right now, I have 80,000 bees in each of my hives, and they're busy bringing in nectar and pollen. Both for themselves and for me. So the question is, why bees? Almost 65% of the food that we eat is indirectly or directly touched by bees. Every seed in a watermelon represents pollinization by a bee. An almond orchard produces five times the amount of almonds because of pollinization, and bees are in trouble. We've lost colonies in New Mexico because of unknown causes, also known as colony collapse disorder. But every beekeeper helps helps sustain the colonies, the bees, both backyard beekeepers as well as commercial. If you're interested, call me or go to the Sangre de Cristo Beekeepers at Yahoo Groups for assistance. And if you want to be the ultimate in social networker, you got to go out and tell your friends and family that the 30-year fixed rate touched 5.25% this week. That can't happen for much longer. But now is the time to both refinance or to buy. And that's the real buzz.
Wow. I love the metaphor, Andrew. That's a very, very clever commentary today and so apt. That's Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Thank you so much for your commentary, and we'll see you next Sunday. We'll be in another interesting remote broadcast. Okay, Andrew?
Thank you.
All right. I'd like to now welcome my broker colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, Emily Medvick. Emily is the official host here at 77 Fin del Sendero and has put together a terrific afternoon of events for anyone who joins us today. Welcome to the show, Emily.
Hi, Ray. It's great to be here.
That's great. You know what? You just right there is perfect, right? Does that sound okay, Colin?
Right.
I just wanted to, you know, when we do these remote broadcasts and we're outside, we always have to fight the bees, we have to fight the winds, we have to fight everything. But the one thing that we have is Colin McAdams, my technician, who makes sure everything smoothly runs. Anyway, Emily, you are hosting this terrific open house today here at 77 Fin del Cerdero, and I want to, again, remind everyone it's very easy to get here. Just go to Route 599, take the Camino La Tierra exit, then make a right turn on Fin del Cerdero and drive down, and on the left-hand side you'll see prominently marked Emily's sign. But you have some open house signs leading up here, right?
You bet. I've got signs all the way from the exit.
Okay.
And you can't miss it.
Can't miss it. Well, you know, let's get right into it. In this first segment, Emily, let's talk a lot about the qualities of this property. Why don't you start by sort of from the macro standpoint of framing sort of the infrastructure of this beautiful home.
This is an absolutely sophisticated and at the same time very comfortable four-bedroom, four-bath home. You'll find that where it's sited, you have views that are really 360 degrees.
Right.
In fact, Ray, I was just up on the roof deck.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've had a chance to go up there.
Well, not so far, but I was up here the day when we were videotaping.
It is absolutely staggering.
Right.
I mean, you can see the mountain ranges in every direction.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And below, okay, the home itself offers you really the ultimate in Santa Fe-style living.
Uh-huh.
It's very relaxed and at the same time very comfortable.
Right.
You've got extraordinary separation of living spaces.
Uh-huh.
You have a master suite with a Kiva fireplace.
Uh-huh.
You have almost a Kiva-type skylight in the master bath.
Right.
You have a very dramatic skylight over the entry when you come in the home.
Right.
And you have three other bedrooms that are off to the other side of the home. One of them really has a separate entrance, which could be used as an office or a study,
mm-hmm.
or a place for the kids to see their friends and so on.
Sure.
All right. Now, when Andrew was talking about the bees. You know, this home is pretty much surrounded by lavender.
It is. It's beautiful.
And the bees are here today with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's a pretty good statement.
Well, and we have the bees on the outside, which are providing natural sweetness. And on the inside, Emily has some terrific refreshments for all of you that are going to be heading on over here today. Not only that, but if you come to this beautiful house, and by the way, I should say that this is incredibly well-maintained. It's in move-in quality. Someone does not have to do a single thing other than give you a contract today, and they could literally move in here in 30 days if they could, all the terms were right. But
absolutely.
Anyway, I was going to say refreshments inside, and if you come here today and take a tour of this beautiful property, Emily will put your name into the hat, and at the end of her open house this afternoon at 3 o'clock, she'll pull names out, and you might be a lucky winner of a terrific prize, right?
That's right. We have six prizes and then one gas card prize, so actually a total of seven.
Mm-hmm.
So they're really good opportunities for you to not only see a wonderful home, but also take something back home with you.
Absolutely. And do you want to mention at this point, we can do it throughout the show, who you'd like to
thank? Oh, I'm sorry, yes. Dr. Elizabeth Sterling is the donor of the prizes this afternoon,
mm-hmm.
and so I think you're going to be surprised. She's a local psychologist here in Santa Fe. She specializes in helping people change and does a lot with people that are moving,
right.
relocating, and so on.
Well, and that segues sort of nicely, at least as a tease, because we'll come back to it later on about what else we're going to talk about today. Emily Medvick is one of the well-renowned experts in social media here in Santa Fe and perhaps around the country. But later on in the show, we're going to not only talk about the beautiful features here at 77 Fin del Cerdero, but we also want to tap her brain with all of the information she has about how social media can be effective to you as a buyer or a seller of real estate out there. So stay tuned to that part of the show. That'll come in the second and third half of the program. Emily, you did a great job of just sort of framing the infrastructure, but let's drill down a little bit right now for the listeners. We've got about 2 minutes before I have to take a break.
Correct.
And talk a little bit more about this property.
this home is actually perfect for entertaining. You have a very dramatic cook's kitchen. You've got both an informal and formal dining area. You have two other fireplaces, one outside on the portal where Ray and I are this afternoon. And you've got everything is custom. Custom doors, custom cabinetry, Italian porcelain tile, very high ceilings, nichos, beams, and a three-car garage.
Oh, which is just
which is finished.
Unheard of, and that is fabulous. And I won't mention his name because a lot of times sellers don't want to be mentioned, but I can also tell you that the owner of this property has a business in town that has a little bit of something to do with plumbing. So I think I can guarantee anybody who buys this property that the plumbing system in this property is far and away the best in the world.
And new.
And brand new. Well, anyway, with that tease, I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, my producer back at KTRC, let's take a quick break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Emily Medvick here at 77 Findel Sendero in the Las Tierras neighborhood of Santa Fe. Again, go to 599, take the Camino La Tierra exit. Take that down and make a right-hand turn on Findel Sendero. Just follow the signs down to 77, and we will see you in a few minutes. Stay tuned.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
I'm not hearing anything. I guess we're back on All Things Real Estate. Gino, I'm having some problem hearing stuff back in from the studio. So if you can hear me, we're back on the show here at 77 Findel Sendero. Just take the Camino La Tierra exit off of Route 599 and look for Findel Sendero. Make a right-hand turn on it. Come on down to 77. And today we're doing an open house. Emily Medvick, my colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, is chasing papers like I am through the wind. One of the nice things about being outside is we're outside and it's nice. The bad news is that we've got the wind and all the other stuff to contend with and all of our paper, but that's our problem. So anyway, before we get back in the show, I want to tell you about my friends at Fast Signs of Santa Fe, the sign and graphic solutions company. If you need any type of sign or graphics production, as well as wide format digital printing with delivery and installation anywhere you need it, then you have to look no further than Fast Signs. Stop by and see Joe Martinez and his associates at Fast Signs at 720 St. Michael's Drive or call them at 474-3551. That's 474-3551. I can't even read my script. And let Fast Signs find solutions to all of your graphic needs. I'm sorry about that, Joe. Anyway, Fast Signs, they are a big supporter of all things real estate. I also want to encourage you to go on to our website, www.sfrp.com, and sign up for the All Things Real Estate monthly newsletter. It's free. It's chock full of information. We just published the edition this past week, and I think you will enjoy subscribing to it. There are already over 3,000 people that are receiving it on a monthly basis, and so we invite you to do that. Again, go to www.sfrp.com. And you'll see a little logo that allows you to sign up for the free monthly newsletter. Back to my conversation with Emily Medvick, associate broker at Santa Fe Realty Partners. Not only that, but Emily is actually well known for her interest and expertise in how social networking sites change how we communicate and make decisions in the marketplace. Today we're going to talk about social media. And I guess maybe, Emily, the first place to start, if we can keep our papers from flying away here, is what is social media? We all hear about it. We hear about and we participate, some of us, in Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook and the whole nine yards. Well, what is it all about anyway?
Ray, it's absolutely simple. It's what we do every day and probably what we've done for centuries. It's really our online version of talking to each other, sharing information, networking, and basically we've discovered a new way to use the internet to interact, communicate, and reach out with each other.
Mm-hmm. And so I guess from a practical standpoint, there are all different ways of talking about social networking. What are some of the touchstones? What are the forms in which it comes?
One of the wonderful things about social networking is that it's really brand new, mm-hmm. You know, and it's online. Or on your phone. it's changing almost every nanosecond. I mean, it's evolving, and the way it changes is dependent on how we actually use it. Some of the top places are Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and actually Facebook now has over 500 million users, and if it was a country, it would be the fourth largest on the planet.
Yeah, I mean, that's more
staggering.
Than 200 million more than the entire United States, by
that's
the way.
That's right. And then there's a wonderful site called Flickr for people that love to make photographs and share them. For those of you who love to make video, there's another great site, which I'm sure everybody knows about, which is YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's LinkedIn, another site called Yelp, which talks about what people think about small businesses, their restaurants, their realtors,
right.
Everything like that. And then there's a brand new site in Santa Fe called Scoop,
mm-hmm.
which I wrote about today in my column in the Santa Fe New Mexican Real Estate Guide, now called Home.
Right. Yes,
it's home.
Home.
It's
yeah,
home.
Exactly.
So the opportunities are there.
And I guess maybe, first of all, the Internet, it's a generational thing somewhat. That everybody who's, you know, under the age of 15 doesn't understand why everybody who's over the age of 60 doesn't do the exact same thing that they do. But it's, you know, you grow up with it. But for those of us who are of a certain age and maybe didn't grow up with it the way the kids are today, yeah, the Internet generally can be intimidating. So you layer on top of that all of this other social networking stuff, all the names you were talking about, Flickr, Twitter, you know, on and on and on, sort of the alphabet soup of social networking. I guess the question I have is to make it more user-friendly for those who could maybe get value out of it, what would be the best way to sort of be introduced to social media?
Well, I think if you're in Santa Fe and you have animals, the best, simplest, easiest way is to go to Scoop.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find that site on the Santa Fe, New Mexican page, or you can go to www.scoop.ning.com, and it's easy. Right.
And the reason why is, I know I read your article in the Home magazine,
mm-hmm.
but the reason why that would be a good place for maybe the novice to go to would be?
Well, in part, it's a Santa Fe-based site.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to find probably your neighbors are going to be there. Your coworkers are probably there. Your minister might be there.
Mm-hmm.
Your realtor is probably there. So it's all about people that you already know.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not really talking to strangers.
I see.
Right?
And one of the things that I wanted to sort of differentiate and maybe bifurcate, if that's the right word,
mm-hmm.
is that social networking, really, there is a pure social side to it. I have friends who are constantly on their Facebook page advising the next person, I'm walking down the street, I'm going to this bakery, I'm going here, I'm going. It seems to be almost like it's a like an IV plugged into them. Now, that's one use of social networking, which a lot of people say, okay, that's fine. But then there's a totally separate one, which is business use of it. And a site like LinkedIn is much more attuned to professionals and how they can use it effectively. Correct?
Yes, absolutely. And there's another group here in Santa Fe that if you go on LinkedIn and sign up there, it's the New Mexico Business Network. And they actually have a face-to-face social networking event once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And right now there's over 500 members of that group.
Mm-hmm.
Ray, one of the important things to think about is just because somebody else is talking about what they had for lunch or what they didn't have for lunch or what their boss did or didn't do to them that particular day, it doesn't mean that you have to do that.
That's a good point. And I guess maybe from a business standpoint, I'm going in and out of my Internet connection here on my BlackBerry, but I did receive a message question, Ray, and this sort of relates to this whole issue. I'm so busy with my work and life and barely have time to handle my business emails. What are Emily's suggestions about the best way to find time to integrate social media into my schedule? And that's from Helen. Thank you, Helen. Good point. I mean, we all are running almost like 24/7. So how can, with all of these options, how can you integrate it into your life?
Well, I think what you've got to do is look at each of them, look at some of them, test one, pick one, jump in.
Mm-hmm.
Many people I know are on Twitter. I mean, I use Twitter approximately 8 times a day for 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And what I do is often talk about what I'm thinking about, perhaps a new book that I'm reading, a person that I've met, something that's going on in Santa Fe. And I also use it to get information from my sphere, the people that are following me that I choose to follow, about what's happening in their lives. And it's an excellent resource. You know, last night, Ray, when we had those storms, there were many people wondering if the power was going to go out or not. PNM is on Twitter. Quest is on Twitter. If you have a problem with your phone line, you can or your phone bill, you could get a faster response if you posted something on Twitter at the Talk to Quest site link than probably if you wanted to spend a few minutes
online.
Isn't
that interesting? Well, that sort of answers, I think, to a large extent, Helen's general question, I think, which she was speaking rhetorically to challenges of life.
Right.
But here's a practical application where so many businesses are linked through Twitter, Facebook, and the like, is that Emily's correct in pointing out that you might actually have better service that way than you would through the normal channels, right?
Well, if you're running a small business in Santa Fe or a large business, I think it's critical that you pay attention to what people are saying about you.
Right.
Now, you may not be there. You might have a 24/7 website, but it's not interactive.
Right.
You don't, you know, there might not be a comment page there. But it's critical to track what people are saying about your company online.
Right. That's a very good point. I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation about social networking, social media, how it can be useful. We're going to talk in the next segment about how buyers and sellers can use it. But please join us here today at 77 Findel Sendero. Take the La Tierra, Camino La Tierra exit off of 599. Make a right on Findel Sendero. Look for the signs and come on down to 77. We'll be back in a minute.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today I am sitting with my colleague Emily Medvick here at 77 Findel Sendero. We're doing an open house here on the beautiful Portal at this lovely property. We invite you to join us today. Come on down here, take a tour of the property, enjoy some refreshments, and if you do tour this house, Emily will enter your name into a drawing for some great free gifts, and we'll talk a little bit more about those in a minute. So come on down and join us. We've got another 30 minutes to go on the show, but before we get back into it, I'd like to invite you to join me for a special upcoming remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate next Sunday, August 8th. I'm broadcasting from Fidelity National Title Insurance Company located at 515 Don Gaspar Avenue, and this is going to be a very comprehensive home buyer seminar. We'll have guest interviews, refreshments, gift drawings, and extremely useful information, whether you are a first-time home buyer or have owned multiple properties. So stay tuned to KTRC for more information and join me next Sunday at noon at Fidelity National Title, located at 515 Don Gaspar Avenue in downtown Santa Fe. And for an unusual open house on August 29th, stop by 2 Wind Ridge Circle in Las Campanas from 2 to 4. This custom home will be available for viewing, and there will also be a jazz social with music by the Jazzaminco Tour for the benefit of two arts and jazz organizations. There's a donation of $20 per person, and for additional information on this August 29th event, call my broker colleague Peter Kahn at 946-2254. Back to my conversation with Emily Medvick, who is associate broker at Santa Fe Realty Partners, the listing broker for this beautiful house here at 77 Findel Sendero. But we're talking right now about your other passion and something you have great expertise in, and that is social media. You framed it in the last segment. Let's talk a little bit about how social media, social networking can actually help a buyer or a seller of real estate.
Well, you know, Santa Fe is a destination market.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows you know, the hotels, the events, Indian Market, Spanish Market, our Christmas celebrations and everything that we have here. But one of the things buyers and sellers often don't know is, what is it like to live here?
Mm-hmm.
And I've discovered in the past year with my activity on Twitter and Facebook that buyers and sellers are contacting me and asking me, well, can you tell me a little bit about this neighborhood? They want firsthand information from someone on the ground in Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they find someone who, you know, is a certain type of gardener and they're on Twitter and they live in Santa Fe, 9 times out of 10, they might be contacted about, what's it like? What are the, you know, what do you plant here? How much water do you have? You know, they're using social media to develop relationships, which is different because people do business today with people that they know and trust.
Right.
And so social media isn't a place to market. I think sometimes realtors make the mistake that, oh boy, this is where we talk about our listings forever and ever and ever and on and on and on.
And people don't want to hear about that?
People, no.
Yeah.
They're going to add. They really want to know about you. They want to know what you think about. They want to know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Hopefully not what you're eating for lunch every day.
Right.
You know, but they want to know what kind of person you are.
Well, now let's just pause for a moment here. And by the way, Gino, you're probably wondering, I'm going to do another segment with Hub International in a second. So just to give you a heads up on that, I'm out of sequence here a little bit, but that's my mistake. So I'm sorry. I apologize, my producer back at KTRC. Emily Medvick, you are a very accomplished realtor. You are accomplished in your knowledge and expertise of social media. So how would you, as a realtor, just going back to what you just said a moment ago, how would you use social media to communicate with people? At the end of the day, you want to sell houses or you want to get buyers. So how do you use social media as an accomplished realtor to do that?
What I do every day is I let people know who I am,
mm-hmm.
and what I'm about and how I think.
Right.
Because they're going to do business with me based on the relationship that we're going to develop. They want to know about me. And I can't be a secret agent. I'm sorry.
Right.
And, you know, when someone wants to buy or sell a home, they're going to look at someone that they know. All right, and they're not going to come to me if all I talk about is this house or any of the other listings, you know, that I have.
Right.
They want to know about my dog. They want to know about my cat. They want to know how long I've been in Santa Fe. They want to know about all my past life as a photographer. You know, I studied with Ansel Adams and I made ad campaigns. I've done marketing. I've done a lot of things. Most of us who are brokers are very seasoned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've done many, many things in our lives.
Right.
And if we just kind of ramble on like a talking head about, oh, I have this house for sale and it's da-da-da-da-da, you know, it turns people off.
Well, that's an interesting comment, too, because as we all know that what is the statistic now, more than 95% of all buyers anyway start on the Internet. And frankly, the whole methodology with a broker is so different now. People don't want to be bothered by a broker until they want to be bothered. So they go online. They look at all the pretty pictures here of 77 Fendel Sendero. They read all the literature that you put out. So they don't even need you to be reinforcing that message because they probably know as much about the property just from online. So your point is, use the social media to create the storyline about you as the broker to develop that relationship.
You as the person.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You
know, do I say that I'm Emily Medvick Realtor? No. My name is Emily Medvick. When someone asks me, what do you do? I often say, when.
Right.
Okay. All right.
We know
because
you're on
I'm
the
not.
Radio right now.
That's right. Right. But it's not always about real estate. When someone wants to buy and sell a home,
mm-hmm.
they're going to start looking at that point in time.
Right.
But if you constantly push something in their face,
mm-hmm.
it's push marketing. It doesn't work with social media.
And maybe even more so in this buyer's market where they are controlling the agenda to a large extent, so they probably appreciate that softer sell, if I can use an old phrase. I tell you what, Emily, let me do this little segment here, and then we'll come back and conclude this conversation before we take a break. Again, I want to invite you to come on down here to 77 Fendel Sendero in the Las Tierras neighborhood off of Route 599. But before I get back into my conversation with Emily, I had the chance this week to speak with Robin Schritter, Regional Vice President of Hub International, about another insurance issue that's important to home buyers and sellers. Let's take a listen to what she had to share with me.
Robin, I've heard about excess liability insurance coverage. Why is it a valuable form of added insurance?
You know, Ray, you don't have to be a millionaire to be sued like one. That's why excess liability coverage, often called an umbrella, should be part of your insurance portfolio.
Okay, Robin, so what does an excess liability insurance policy actually offer someone?
Simply put, Ray, it provides you with liability coverage for damages for which you or members of your household may be legally responsible. It helps protect you against the cost of those damages that might appear to be minor, such as a fender bender, but actually end up being very costly over time. That minor accident could turn into a lawsuit for the ongoing back or neck problems of the other driver. Liability limits on your auto and home insurance may not be enough for the potential financial exposure.
Okay, Robin, so what are some of the things people need to consider when looking at excess liability coverage?
For one thing, the amount of this type of coverage you choose depends on your individual requirements. To determine that amount of coverage, you need to review your assets. That is, your home, other personal belongings, investments, and then ask yourself, how much could I lose in the event of a lawsuit? Though most companies offer excess liability amounts that range from $1 million to $10 million, specialty companies like Chubb, Ace, Fireman's Fund could offer you limits well above $10
million. And Robin, what are some additional excess liability insurance coverages?
One option, Ray, is personal injury protection. Protection in the event you are liable for someone being injured on your property. It also applies to situations such as lawsuits involving accusations of libel, slander, false arrest, or wrongful eviction. There's also something called directors and officers coverage for a volunteer position. This applies in the event you are personally liable for injury or property damage resulting from your participation on the board of a not-for-profit organization. Also, there is an optional uninsured or underinsured motorist coverage, which provides protection for damages any covered person is legally entitled to receive from the owner or operator of an uninsured vehicle.
So, Robin, what's your final counsel when it comes to excess liability insurance coverage?
That's easy, Ray. You've worked hard to build your assets, and we want to be sure you have the right insurance coverage to protect those assets against any unforeseen circumstances.
As always, very useful insurance advice from Robin Schritter. If you have your own insurance questions, please go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio tower icon, and that will take you right to the Hub International logo.
Okay, back live here on All Things Real Estate. We are at 77 Findel Sendero. We do have some buyers who are walking around. We invite you to come out here and join us. Emily Medvick is the listing broker and the hostess, I guess, of today's open house. She's got some fabulous refreshments inside the kitchen, and she has some gifts that she's going to give away to people who show up here and tour and enter their names into a drawing. Anyway, again, going back to your other passion, Emily, we were talking during Robin Schritter's segment about the nature of real estate brokers these days, and you used a word which scared me for a moment, but you're absolutely right. Go ahead.
Yeah, it wasn't quite a four-letter word, but it was one that is, you know, I'm going to say it again, it's extinct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if 90-plus percent of buyers and sellers are online looking for homes, you know, their expectation, especially if there is a seller, that, yes, you're going to have a property website. Yes, there's going to be a company website. Yes, you're going to have color photographs. Yes, you're going to have video. You're going to have professional photographs, actually. You're going to do open houses. Now, whether or not you're doing a radio show, I'm not 100% sure.
I don't think so. I think this is pretty unique. But anyway, go on with your thoughts.
But so, you know, one of the things about social media is that if you're not there as a realtor, the buyer and seller doesn't have an opportunity to discover who you are. Now, in a simple way to find out who you are online is to do a Google search of your own name. And there you're going to see what your reputation is and what other people see about you. And one of the ways to manage your reputation is to be on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Because then they can see a link to perhaps you're on LinkedIn or you might be on Twitter or Facebook. They're going to get a link into your page. They might want to become your friend. They're going to want to become your friend first before they do business with you. That's how things have shifted. You know, leads are often things that salespeople talk about. Oh, I've got a lead.
Right.
Business today is not about leads. It's about relationships
mm-hmm.
and about trust.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to do business with people that they feel shares their common interests.
Mm. Excellent way to sort of break away from this segment. I'm talking to Emily Medvick, my colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners. We are here today at 77 Findel Sendero in the Las Tierras neighborhood. Come on over and join us. And Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we will go into our Open House of the Week segment, which is where we are doing this remote broadcast. So stay tuned. We'll be back.
Aggressive Talk, 1260 KTRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today I'm doing a live remote broadcast from 77 Findel Sendero in the Las Tierras neighborhood of Santa Fe. Just go to the Camino La Tierra exit off of Route 599, make a right on Findel Sendero, follow the open house signs right down to number 77, and when you get here, you're going to be able to tour this beautiful home. Also enter a drawing for free gifts and enjoy some refreshments. We have quite a few people who have been coming in and out. I've been talking to my colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, Associate Broker Emily Medvick, who is also passionate about social networking. Before we go into the last segment talking about all the amenities and features of this property, let's sort of wrap up the social networking concept. What are the three main points you want to leave with the listeners about social networking and how it can work for them?
Wow.
Sorry. If you want to do 10
three,
or 1 or...
3 is you know, right now, Ray and I are having a conversation.
Yes.
But right now, online, millions of people are having conversations
wow.
with each other.
Yes.
Instantaneously, all through social networking. And they're all permission-based. So they're not necessarily with strangers. We're not talking to strangers. When someone comes into this open house, they're really strangers. We're meeting them for the first time.
That's a good point. Oh.
But within social networking, you're talking to your sphere, people that are like-minded. It's all permission-based. You don't follow anyone that you don't want to, and you don't have to have anyone follow you that you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number one. Number two, it's an opportunity to join the future.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Get started.
Right.
It's here. It's not going away.
And can I interrupt you for a second? You made an excellent point earlier, I think, for people that are intimidated by this. They see all these different options, but you said just pick one.
Absolutely.
Just pick one, try it out, kick the tires, get comfortable with it, and then if you like it, you can add 3, 4, 5, 100 different sites, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, what you're going to find is that you're going to find something that's suitable to your own personality.
Right.
You know, something that fits your lifestyle, that fits your interest, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you do next, don't do nothing. I mean, get involved, because the future is here. It is online. There's a wonderful site in Santa Fe for animal lovers of any kind, shape, color, breed, etc. It's called Scoop.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote about it today in my column in the Real Estate Guide, now called Home Magazine. And the third thing is that if you're in business today, you can't afford not to be on social media.
Right.
And the other part of it is, even if you're a small business person, a solo entrepreneur, what you need to do is manage your reputation online.
Mm-hmm.
And social media is the way that you can actually do that. I also publish a site that's called BreakingSantaFeNews.com.
Mm-hmm.
And on that, that's an aggregate of all our Twitter feeds that go through Santa Fe.
Right.
And I have an ebook there. So if you want to know more about Twitter, it's free. Go there, SantaFeBreakingNews.com,
mm-hmm.
click on the ebook, discover some things. These are all tools that are there. If you don't know how to do something, do a Google search.
Mm-hmm. Well, excellent sort of summary, Emily. Again, as you said, this is all about developing relationships, and you made a very good point, several throughout the show, but one of them which resonated with me is that today it's not about leads, it's about relationships, and people, I think for a variety of reasons, our society has moved to a point where it's scary out there sometimes, and so if you don't want to have to deal with somebody or you're forced to have to deal with somebody that's a stranger, can be intimidating, so use network building through social media to actually get a comfort zone for yourself and whatever it is you're doing, whether it's socially or business related, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got about 4 minutes here before we have to conclude the show, so let's go back to this beautiful property. Again, we're at 77 Findel Sendero here in Las Tierras. Very easy to get to, and the amazing thing about this property is how close it is to downtown. What are we, about 10, 15 minutes at most?
Less.
Yeah, but you feel like you're out in the country here. We're sitting on this beautiful portal with all the lavender around us, all the plants, beautiful sighting, tremendous view. But I'm supposed to let you be talking. You're the listing broker. So go ahead, Emily. Talk a little more about this house.
Right. You know, I think the story of this house is that it's ready to be your home. When I first walked in the door, when I was called by the seller, who said, you know, look, we really need some help. We want somebody to market our home, but I want to find out more about you. I want to find out if this is the right home for you. And when I walked in, I just had an immediate sense of comfort. You know, the home is just under 3,000 square feet, but everywhere you go, the outside is almost inside. The master suite is just elegant, private, comfortable. On winter nights, you have a Kiva fireplace there for you. You have this exceptional portal that we're under that looks out to really open space. And, you know, it's got these special shades that come down that you could probably spend a good part of the year here, even
right.
on windy days.
Well, and you have a beautiful Kiva fireplace.
And the fireplace is here as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a spiral staircase that takes you to the stars at night, or the blue sky early in the morning, or if you love to photograph, you can catch the most dramatic sunsets and sunrises off the upper deck area.
Yep.
Now, inside, if you love to cook and entertain, you have a kitchen really that is open. It has everything that you need in it, a very dramatic granite counter area. There is two separate areas to showcase your feast. One is an informal breakfast nook. The other one is a formal dining area with a wet bar.
Okay.
Everything here is custom.
Right.
And it's perfect.
Hey, you said, I think I'm looking at some of your literature, too, but you've got you have some imported tile here, don't you, from Italy?
Yes.
Yeah.
The floor tile is Italian. We have two private courtyards mm-hmm. that are here. It's a four-bedroom home with four baths.
Yeah.
So there's a powder room off the great room. There's another Kiva fireplace in the great room. There's a Kiva fireplace out here where we are on the portal. You've got really, you know, it's a family home. It's a home for grandchildren, kids,
sure.
everything. It's really easy access.
Mm-hmm.
It's very private. And you have, if you're looking for a Santa Fe lifestyle,
right.
I really want to go back to that because mm-hmm. some people say, well, you know, I really want to come to Santa Fe because I'm talking about changing my life, my lifestyle. This home gives you those opportunities to really explore what Santa Fe is all about.
Right. Yeah, and at the same time, not do it in an intimidating way, but if you've come from a different part, and it seems like everybody I talk to has come from somewhere else who lives in Santa Fe, though there are some natives I know that are walking around here, and maybe some of them are here today at 77 Findel Sendero enjoying this property, but you're absolutely right. I think maybe, Emily, before we wind up the show here, I just want to remind people that if they come here today, they can enjoy some refreshments that Emily has provided. She also has some fabulous gifts. About 10 seconds, give me sort of an idea of what the gifts are again.
Well, we have a gas card, of course, which everyone needs today, and we've got 6, I believe, gifts from Starbucks.
Oh, that's
so
great. Great.
So we have those for the coffee drinkers and just to help you save a little bit on gas today.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I want to encourage everyone again to come out here to 77 Sindel Sendero on Las Tierras off of Route 599 and tour this fabulous home. Thank you, Emily Medvick, for hosting the remote broadcast today and for offering some very interesting commentary on social media. Thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, Colin McAdams, my technician, as well as Kate, Melissa, and Phil back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a fine program. Thank you for tuning in today, and please know that I would love to help you with your own real estate issues, so call me at 989-8900. Please join me next Sunday when I'll be doing a homebuyer seminar at Fidelity National Title in downtown Santa Fe. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck.